I call this Wednesday, September 11th, 2019, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. I'm Chairman Jeff Olson, and I will be presiding over this meeting tonight. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Torres is absent. Hyatt is absent. Markham?
Here.
Millen?
Here.
Olson?
Here.
Vineyard?
Here.
And Williams?
Here.
Are there any questions or amendments to the previous meeting minutes from Wednesday, August 14th, 2019? Seeing as there are none, may I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the Wednesday, August 14th, 2019 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Markham?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Minutes are approved. Are there any citizens' comments from the public tonight regarding any topic not on the agenda? Seeing as there are no comments, we will move on to the next item on the agenda. Christy had a brilliant idea. Sensible as she is, that we say a few words about the day, about it being September 11th, during tonight's meeting. And she contacted me yesterday. I began to plan out what I wanted to say to convey, and it, as I was just saying to her, it quickly became apparent how buried all the memories of that day and that week were for me personally, and I thought it was important to start by reiterating what happened 18 years ago today, which was our country was attacked by a logistically sophisticated and brazen group of terrorists. Four planes were hijacked and flown into the World Trade Center towers, the Pentagon, and a field in Pennsylvania. Nearly 3,000 lives were lost, and the entire country became survivors of the worst attack on our home soil since Pearl Harbor. Looking back in the immediate aftermath, we had a complete cessation of normal everyday life. New York City was locked down. Washington, D.C. was locked down. Flights nationwide were grounded as we tried to gather together, circle the wagons, and identify what the true threat was and where it was coming from. The country came together for a moment of time and put aside the pettiness that so often dominates everyday life. 18 years removed, what should we remember and reflect upon? That togetherness, that sole focus on what was good for America and not for oneself, good citizenship is my answer. The foundation of our democracy, in my opinion, is not the federal-level bureaucrats, but the day-in, day-out citizenship shown by Americans at the local level, the bedrock of America. With good citizenship, together, nothing can overcome us as a country. No act of terrorism can fundamentally change who we are as Americans, proven these 18 years later. So tonight, I would like to reaffirm the spirit of the September 11th sacrifices and a generation of service members, their citizenship, by remembering that our service here, albeit incredibly pale by comparison, to the city of Yorkville is a daily opportunity to create a better place, all in their honor. With that, we'll move on. There is one public hearing scheduled for tonight's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. The purpose of this hearing is to invite testimony from members of the public regarding the proposed request that is being considered before this commission tonight. Public testimony from persons present who wish to speak may be for or against the requests, or to ask questions of the petitioner regarding the request being heard. Those persons wishing to testify tonight are asked to speak clearly, one at a time, and state your name and who you represent. You're also asked to sign in at the podium, which I think we've already done. If you plan to speak during tonight's meeting as a petitioner or a member of the public, please stand now, raise your right hand, and repeat after me. I, state your name, do solemnly swear that the testimony I will present at this hearing is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Please. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Thank you. May be seated. Just like church, you got stuck standing up, didn't you? The order for receiving testimony during the public hearing will be as follows. The petitioner's presentation, those who wish to speak in favor of the request, and then those who wish to speak in opposition to the request. With that said, may I have a motion to open the public hearing on petition number PZC 2019-20, Charles and Gail Ashley, front yard setback reduction.
So moved. Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Markham?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Public hearings up for discussion tonight is the following. PZC 2019-20, Charles and Gail Ashley, petitioners, have filed an application with the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, requesting a reduction in front yard setback from 30 feet to 20 feet for a residential parcel located at 208 East Main Street in Yorkville. The purpose of this request is to allow for the reconstruction of an attached covered porch, as was part of the original home, to be located within the required front yard. The real property-zoned R2 Traditional Family Residence District is located east of South Bridge Street and immediately south of East Main Street in Yorkville. So that's to the east of 47, east of the park. Is the petitioner for PZC 2019-20 present and prepared to make the presentation of their proposed request? Would you please speak at the podium? We can hear you a little better there.
We have wanted to put the porch back on. It was destroyed some time ago, back in the 60s, we believe. We have pictures. Rob Carter actually gave us cards and pictures in this, showing what those original pictures were. So we want to put that porch back on to as much like that as we can.
That's really lucky to have those pictures.
Yes.
There's a lot of people very envious of you in town for having pictures of that. Anything else you want to add?
No.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone present who wishes to speak in favor of the request? Is there anyone present who wishes to speak in opposition of the request? Are there any questions from commissioners right now?
No questions, but this is an impressive presentation.
Yes.
Kudos.
Yes, he likes it short and sweet.
The word that you did.
Would the petitioner like to have your responses to the standards entered into the public record? Those are the seven standards we have for granting the variance. I think you answered them in your petition. Would you like it entered in the public record? We do recommend that. Thank you. Since all public testimony regarding these petitions has been taken, may I have a motion to close the taking of testimony in this public hearing?
So moved. Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Markham?
Yes.
And Millen?
Yes.
The public hearing portion of tonight's meeting is closed. We don't have anything in unfinished business tonight, so new business. Would you like to do your own presentation on 2019-20?
Sure. As you heard in the public hearing process, the petitioners, the Ashleys, have a beautiful Victorian-style stick home, which probably was built around the 1860s. And with that home came some architectural features that are consistent with that era. You have a steep gable, a side gable, roof line, rectangular windows stacked one above the other. And then in the original design, which is common with stick-style homes in the Victorian style, you have this large porch with these curved diagonal brackets and poles. And if you look at the original home, which is set back actually at 21, a little bit more than 21 feet from the property line, a lot of the homes in that community are also situated at that same setback line. That's because these homes were, the land was platted and built prior to our modern zoning. So you're going to have a lot of legally non-conforming homes to begin with. And what the petitioner is asking is to reinstall that porch of the original home and not go beyond that existing 21-foot setback that they have now. It'll just line up along that porch line. And the reason why they couldn't do it through simply as a non-conforming use is because you can't expand on to a non-conformity without seeking a variance. So this would allow them to build a porch, be okay in the future. If they sell the home, they'd have the variance already on the title. And it's also consistent with our neighborhood design manual. The neighborhood design manual specifically called out front porches, and it says that a front porch is a great place to relax, enjoy the breeze, and that when renovating an existing home in this particular area, especially in this part of town, that care should be taken to preserve or replicate the styling of a historic period. And this is what the petitioners are doing.
It's a beautiful home as it stands today. You've really done a great job. And I don't know that I could have guessed that there would be any way to make it look better, but this is a terrific idea. Anything bringing it back into the character of how it was built is a great idea in the historic area you're in. So that's great. Anything else you want to add?
Just as one of the standards, it is consistent with the comprehensive plan, which has this area as traditional neighborhood residential.
So. I'm excited to see it.
Any questions from commissioners?
We have a motion, please, to approve. Well, we should go through the findings. Yeah. We do have to go through the standards for granting a variance. They very kindly answered them in their petition, but we'll go through them again. The first standard is because of the particular physical surroundings, shape, or topographical conditions of the specific property involved. A particular hardship to the owner would result as distinguished from a mere convenience if the strict letter of the regulations were carried out. While the strict letter was carried out, they could not have the porch. The conditions upon which the petition for a variation is based are unique to the property for which the variation is sought and are not applicable generally to other property within the same zoning classification. It is specific. The alleged difficulty or hardship is caused by this title has not been created by any person presently having interest in the property. People in the 60s who took it off couldn't foresee this. The granting of the variation will not be detrimental to the public welfare or injurious to other property or improvements in the neighborhood in which the property is located. No, it will certainly not be. The proposed variation will not impair an adequate supply of light or air to adjacent property or substantially increase the congestion of the public streets or increase the danger to the public safety or substantially diminish or impair property values within the neighborhood. Quite the contrary, it will increase property values. It might increase congestion just by people rubbernecking to see what it looks like, but that's temporary. The proposed variation is consistent with the official comprehensive plan and other development standards and policies of the city, which it most certainly is. May I have a motion, please, to approve the findings of fact and petition PZC 2019-20 Charles and Gail Ashley front yard setback reduction.
So moved. Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Can we repeat it?
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
In consideration of testimony presented during the public hearing on September 11, 2019, and approval of the findings of fact, Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval of the requested reduction in the front yard setback in the R2 single-family traditional residence district regulations from the required minimum 30 feet from the property line to the building to 20 feet for a residential parcel located at 208 East Main Street.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Markham?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
And Olson?
Yes. Motion is approved. Thank you. Christy, would you please present on PZC 2019-21?
Sure. So Tyler Edwards is a petitioner actually on behalf of Menards, and they are seeking final plat approval. Currently, they have two lots that they own, lot one and lot two. It was part of the larger Menards development that the city approved in 2000. Right now, attached to the building, there's a gate that you can go into the rear to get your larger lumber. What they're proposing to do is extend this gate and create an automatic express entrance lane, I guess, where you can just scan a barcode and get access to, so you don't have to wait for someone there manually to let you into the gate after you make your purchase. So because of the gate being attached to the building, the International Building Code requires that there's a continuum clearance of 60 feet around the building. That's more for the fire. They can get around the building if there's any issues. So with that, they wouldn't have been able to maintain their side yard setback. So they're just adjusting the property line between lots 1 and 2. Lot 1 has the actual building on it, lot 2 has the building on it, and lot 1 has the agricultural land. Or is it that? Lot 1 is improved. I'm sorry, lot 1 is improved with Menards, and lot 2 is utilized for agricultural purposes. With that, they would meet the setback for the B3 zoning district, which they're located, having that 20-foot setback available to them. And the petitioner representative from Menards is here tonight to answer any questions about how this is working for them in other locations.
Please.
Well, good evening. My name is Paul Helfrich. I'm with Kanaki Associates. We've been a consultant for Menards on countless projects for quite a long time. And this is one of them. Thank you, Christy. You pretty much laid it out for me. I don't really have that much to say. This is an improvement that Menard is making on all of their stores. It's an express lane, and it is pretty much exactly the way Christy describes it. You go inside and buy your stuff, come out with this barcode, scan it, you go in, you're right there. I assume we've all been to Menards at one time or another, and you wait for somebody to show up and let you in. Okay, it's not a big deal, but they're pretty sharp business people, and they know what pleases customers, and this is what pleases customers. We, in turn, took this project and looked at it and went back and said, Tyler, I think you're going to have to move the lot line here. And so I called Christy and we discussed it, and we're going to have to move the lot line. So that's really what it is. This will encompass it, and it's not a large structure. It's not a big deal at all, but we're doing the math, and we have to have, as she says, 60 feet, and we've got to have side yard and all that stuff. The land is all under common ownership. It's a vast, empty space right now. There's nothing there yet, we hope. And so the lot had a colleague of mine, a former colleague, used to say, you know what, I've been in this business for all these years and I've never once seen a lot line. Point taken. I was a surveyor. I kind of resent that, but it's okay. Okay. So that's all we're doing here. Do you guys have any questions?
No.
Okay, that was easy.
Thank you.
Sure.
We have a motion, please, to approve the petition PZC 2019-21. Tyler.
So moved. Second.
Please read the motion.
In consideration of the proposed final plat for pre-subdivision of lots 1 and 2 of the Menards Commercial Commons 7th Edition, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval of the plat to the City Council as presented by the petitioner in a plan prepared by Craig R.
Kanaki
and Associates.
Thank you.
Dated June 12, 2019.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Williams?
Yes.
Markham?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
And Vineyard?
Yes.
Motion is approved. Is there any additional business you'd like to update this on?
Sure. Just two items that came from the PCC last couple of months. There was the building code update. So the City Council heard the first review of you guys' recommendation, and they will be voting on it. They were not in question, so it seemed to be okay. So it's going to be voted on the September 24th City Council meeting. And then the gas and wash was approved. All of these, the special use, the assigned variance, and the final plat was approved last night at City Council.
Good. I keep going by there, wishing the coffee place was open.
They closed on the property.
Good.
And the final thing that they're working on right now is the moving of the topsoil onto the O'Keefe's property. They're doing an agreement so that they could move the topsoil off and do their construction, and then move the topsoil back on a little strip. Everything has gone seamlessly, so you will see things happening very soon.
All right. I had a bet with Christy about what time we'd end this meeting, and I lost. Probably the duns. Sure. But seeing as there's nothing further on the agenda tonight, we have a motion to adjourn, please.
So moved.
All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
All those opposed say no. Meeting adjourned at 7:19.